Okay, Simon, Dalif, if your base finishing Dine Gois is Shmiras Hames. So also Latatlos Hames for Shabbos, you are not allowed to move a mace on Shabbos because it's Muksa. Filu Lutzara Kohanim, even for Kohanim. Meaning if Kohanim are around, then you got to move the mace. So, either Tzarek Mitzvah, even for a Mitzvah, Rakali de Akum, you're allowed to have a Goy move the mace. In my Kroivim Roisim, but if that's if the Kroivim want. The Kroivim don't want, then don't move it. The Ayin will come on. Fine. Simon Kuf Tzadi, hey, Hilchos Kriya, oh boy, you dollar season. So, okay, I hope nobody's freaked out by doing these halachas. There's a minig in the veld that you don't do. People don't learn Hilchos Avelus, these types of things. But lamaisa, it's part of the regular learning schedule here. So I mean, things should be fine. Yeah. Okay. So Dine Kriya, yeah, Hilchos Kriya. So Misha Me Aleph, Misha Meis Lameishu Chai L'Tavlo of somebody who has to tear Kriya for a mace, Tayyim Asavlon, Chayev, which Ayin L'Kamon Siman Reish Gimel, which mace is that? So Chayev L'Kroya Lov, you Chayev to tear Kriya. The Chayev L'Kroya Mo'umad, you have to be standing up. Shenemar VaYokom HaMelech VaYikra Es Begodav, and he tore his clothing. If you talk Kriya when you're sitting down, you're wearing Yotze, you have to go back and do tear Kriya Ma'umid L'chatchila. In the L'chatchila, you need to tear Kriya before they cover up the mace in the kever when the tsar is heated up. Right? Fine. The mason that you're required to be misalal on, you need to tear kriya by the neck in front of you. And you need to tear from the lip, literally. But meaning you do it from the edge of the garment and below. Not for the width. The tearing is supposed to go down. And you need to tear where the beged was complete. Meaning if it was before, then don't do that. And not where it was already sewn up. Fine. There's a difference between the kriya of a father and a mother, the kriya of other relatives. On all mason, you tear a tefach, the upper garment, whichever upper garment it is, either it's a jacket or a shirt. And that's enough. Ain l'koyah yosef. Don't tear more than that. But from baltashkes, because it's baltashkes, don't ruin the get bigger. But all of the imay, but on parents, start l'koyah kol begodim. You have to tear all the begodim that the person's wearing ad keneged levi until opposite the heart. Fine. Ra'el fine shall leave
We don't
keneged
pass them like that, right?
al. Why not?
I don't know. I didn't tear all the begadim that I was wearing.
What?
I don't think I tore all the begadim I was wearing.
No, because the undershirt is not considered a beged, and a coat is not considered a beged. Right? But the shirt and jacket, they do.
And
Right?
if for non-parents, only the jacket, not the shirt.
Correct. I think the minhag is to do the shirt because that's what you wear.
Right.
But anyway, he says that. Kutzman, except for the ksainis, which is really an undershirt, that you don't care. Can a beged true loivish rakli itim? And even the beged that you only wear sometimes, like the jacket, lamaila mikol begodav, so the problem who yoytzeh l'shuk gam belodoy, and sometimes he goes out to the shuk without it, meaning could go in mantle, I mean a jacket. People back then were not seen in the street without jackets. The beged said, gam kein ein tzarich l'kroya. That also doesn't need kriya, meaning a coat, whatever, like something that you go outside with only, right? Fine. If you didn't tear all the begadim, you're not yotze. The way a woman does it, first she should tear the lower, let's say her shirt. The tassel is a keral stud, and then move the shirt to wear it sideways so nobody would see, because it's not seen. After a tassel is the beged elyon, and then tear the beged elyon. The lo yizkal aliva, so then her heart will not be revealed. Even if she's wearing a shirt, right? I'm sorry, undershirt. It's still pretzis to have the outer shirt. Right? So it's because of pretzis. Fine. Dalit. Knowing and shall shakraim karim beside your minig. The minig is by other relatives, you tear on the right side, or love of him beside small. Why? Because by a parent, you need to mimagali your heart, which is on the left side. Right? If the ever ain't in ma'akim, if the ever is not ma'akim. Hey. On all other mason, if you want to use your hands, here with your hands. If you want to use a kli, but on the father and the mother, it's dafka with the hand. Bahaminik, Kadisha. And one of the migas that ever on the chevra kadosh, or he calls the chevra kadosha, paita kitzas besakin, first cuts with a little bit with a knife, avol paitis for makam achatach, and then the avol grabs that area, the karei and tears. Torach lashkiach sheyukar ba'erech habeged v'loy berachmu. You have to be careful that you tear it with the length of the beged, not in the width. Right? Yeah. Fine. But I'll call Mason, right? On all Mason, in Machla Begadim, beside Shiva, let's say somebody changes his Begadim during Shiva, which you're really not supposed to do, but sometimes it gets disgusting, whatever it is. Right? We're not allowed to wear new clothing, new, or even longer clothing, like we do in the 9 days. He does not have to tear on what he is wearing now. Meaning, if for whatever reason, an oval, not for parents, changes their clothing, they don't have to re-tear. But on parents, if he swaps his clothing during the weekday, during Shiva, he does need to. Shabbos, Shabbos, he don't wear a beged, well, but he has no other begadim to switch. Then you take the tear and you move it to the back so nobody sees it on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to wear, and all bets, and is not supposed to wear Shabbos for clothing, even on Shabbos. Our lubish big day Shabbos, awesome, but to wear big day Shabbos, it is awesome. Zion, I'll call a mason mitzad hadin, and an old mason. Mitzad Adin, right? Shailo. So Shailo means you can fix it. You can fix the tear. The Hainash Toifer, Biro Bilti Shava. What you can do is you can sew it up, but it shouldn't look perfect. Lacha Shiva after Shiva, Oma'acha, right? And then what you could do is you can also fix it. The Hainash Toifer, Kurai La'acha Lamed, after Shleishim. Then you could sew it up properly. A love of a yima is shaylo lacha lamed, but a father and a mother, you can only fix up the beged after shloishim veinim ma'acha la'olam, and you can sew it up, but you can't fix it perfect forever. Afilam ba'lachtach sivas akriya ve'losim shem chatichas beged acha le'tofrei osur. Even if you want to cut around it and put a patch and sew it that way, obviously back then we're talking about where they had very little money, and you didn't just have a lot of shirts, right? So it was a big deal for somebody who had to tear kriya. But even to put a patch there is asur. The minig is, even on other mason, during shloishim, you do not, you don't fix it at all. Not only that, but even to take both ends of the tearing and to put it together with a needle, or a safety pin is also the isha afilo alavia ve'ima, and a woman even on her father and her mother shelelas la'alta, She's allowed to fix it right away. Sneers because of sneers. And all tears from Kriya that it's also to sow. Even if you sell that beggar to somebody else, also the guy who buys it is not allowed to sow it up. That's why the meicher has to tell the lekeach, by the way, you're buying a torn shirt, you are never allowed to fix it. Why anybody would want it, I don't know. I guess maybe like it would be like a Chaim Kanievsky shirt or something like that, so then maybe. But also the meicher la'akum is also to sell it to a guy, because a guy is not going to listen, and a guy is going to throw it up. Okay, we will stop over there. We should hear Besudas Taivas, and we shouldn't never need any of these halachas. All right.
Thank you.
Agutva. Everybody should have a fine night.
Why, when Mashiach comes, is no one's going to die?
No idea. I can't worry about. Yeah, if I worry too much about Mashiach, I don't know if I'll.
Well, I don't know. You said soon we should never know these halachas, but I'm saying from what I understand, everybody dies, no?
A what?
You said in the end that we should never know these halachas, have to learn these halachas. But from my understanding, everybody dies, no?
Hopefully
I have
not.
No idea.
What do you mean, hopefully not? That's what I'm trying to understand. Hopefully not means that it's in the future, it's not going to happen.
I mean, maybe it will, maybe it won't. We don't know if Mashiach, if we're going to be immortal and Mashiach comes or not. So hopefully not.
Got it.
I mean, hopefully yes. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Anyways, all right. A good talk, everybody. I'm totally ignited now. It's good to see you.
Yeah, as usual.